you know, big storms coming across the country. A lot of dumping blizzard conditions in the upper Midwest. A lot of rain. Rain and cold temperatures for the eastern seaboard as well. So a lot of big weather systems moving through, but a very mild winter for a lot of folks so far. I mean, except for November, of course, which was cold and snowy and rough. Now I want to go back to, and I bring this to your attention because even places like CBS News and Major Garrett, they cannot overlook the fact that this president, Donald Trump, despite all of the noise, despite the Mueller investigation, Russian collusion that went nowhere, despite the impeachment that is apparently meaningless and has dropped in the polling again, despite all of that, this president gets things done, and he gets a lot done for minorities. And so when the left tries to claim their mantle of we're here for African-Americans and we're here for Hispanics and women, well, when you get to the actual fact of the matter and you look at actually what's been done by this president compared to other presidents, there really is no comparison. You don't hear a lot about it because that doesn't fit the narrative that they want to share with you. But let's go to bite number seven, Trump and minorities, with Major Garrett on CBS News laying out all of the things that have been done. Well, at least in part, it's bite seven. Go.
It can be fairly said that this administration, because of President Trump's quiet prodding, has done quite a bit for funding of historically black colleges and universities. The First Step Act, which was a massive first step toward criminal justice reform. Just a couple of weeks ago, in this newly signed defense bill, there is a law that says if you are seeking work for the federal government or any contractor, you don't have to be asked and you cannot be asked about your criminal history until right toward the end. That's a significant change long sought by criminal justice advocates, plus opportunity zones in the tax bill directed at communities of color. That is a legacy on the agenda side that almost any president after 3 years would want to claim.
Any president would want to claim. Any president after 3 years would want to say, look at what I've done here. Look at the accomplishments that we, look at the strides we have made. Look at our accomplishments. Look at all that we have completed so far with so much more to do. Look what we have done. Major Garrett being honest there. Any president would claim that mantle. Any president would want to have that record of achievement. And yet, for the most part, the media gives no credit to this president. They don't talk about these things. They want to attack him as a bigot, as a xenophobe, as a misogynist, and everything else under the sun. Plus, they want to have him impeached as soon as possible because they don't like him. If that were a Democrat president, man, that's all they would talk about were the accomplishments and the help to blacks and Hispanics and women and so forth. Meanwhile, you've got Democrats like Michael Moore, Michigan's embarrassment, Michael Moore, waddling around the planet, slobbering and pontificating about how evil white people are. Yeah, this self-loathing, morbidly obese white man, you know, going on about how he hates being a white man and hates white people. Well, I mean, that's what I get out of it. White men are the problem in America. Even though America is the largest, most diverse, most tolerant nation in the world. I mean, look how big we are. And we have people from all over the world here. And yes, you have the synagogue attack and things like this that happened. But we're a nation of 325 million. It's a tiny speck on the map, really. It's rising, and I don't like it, and we need to correct it. We need to address it. But really, we are the largest, most welcoming, most diverse, most tolerant nation on earth, bar none. And to say otherwise is to be intellectually dishonest. And that's what Michael Moore does for a living. He is intellectually dishonest. Whether it's Roger and Me or Bowling for Columbine or Fahrenheit 9/11, or any of that nonsense, Michael Moore is intellectually dishonest. He's a blathering fool, period. But he has the bully pulpit because he's given the bully pulpit and he's allowed to do that. But I want you to hear from Michael Moore because you, if you're a white guy, you are the problem. Bite number five with Michael Moore. Bite five, go.
Two-thirds of all white guys voted for Trump. That means anytime you see three white guys walking at you down the street toward you, two of them voted for Trump. You need to move over to the other sidewalk. because these are not good people that are walking towards you. You should be afraid of.
You should be afraid of white people because they might have voted for Trump. Seriously, this is the message from the tolerant left. You should fear white people, especially white men, because they probably voted for Trump and therefore they're to be feared. This is the kind of foolishness that is allowed to propagate on the left. This is the kind of nonsense that is allowed to be discussed by the left. I'm sorry, we have a word for that where I come from. The word is moron. Again, I go back to the First Step Act. I go back to the unemployment rates for blacks and Hispanics and women that are all better today than they've ever been in my lifetime. Better than they've ever been in my lifetime. You know, for a racist, Donald Trump's doing just a horrible job at being a racist. And for all of these white guys walking down the street, I don't see them stopping and beating up people of color and beating up women on the streets. I don't see that. Maybe I'm missing it somewhere, Michael. But maybe you can bring it to my attention. Well, you know, hate crimes have risen. No, they have not. Another myth to be dispelled. There are more than 2,500 new agencies, small agencies, that now report every hate crime. Every time there's a slur or a comment or something happens, it's being reported. So you've more than doubled the number of agencies reporting. That affected your numbers. But actual hate crimes in America, they're not increasing at all. We keep lowering the threshold of what defines a hate crime and increasing the number of agencies that are required to report them. But hate crimes? No. We are the most tolerant, diverse nation on earth. Period, paragraph, bar none. That's a fact. That's a takeaway. And that's the truth heading into 2020. Quick break. You're on the Steve Gruber Show.